Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
And I want to share with you a message meant to help you in your pursuit of the blessing of God for the year. I want to talk about faith to live by. Faith to live by. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Apostle Paul said, I am crucified with Christ.
Paul said,
nevertheless, I live. So in God, you are supposed to die and live. When you recognize that you have died with Jesus, then you can live with him as well. So Paul said that the life that I live in the flesh now, I live by the faith, not by my own faith, not by Sister Mary's faith, not by anyone else's faith. He said, I live by the faith of a specific person. His name is the Son of God. And this particular Son of God is also qualified, who loved us and gave himself for us.
Now,
So faith to live by, I'm talking about living by the faith of Jesus. Faith is a very important ingredient for the Christian life. Without it, you will not go far. With it, you have no formidable enemies. When you have the faith of Christ, you may come against challenges. It may appear that the challenges are getting you challenged. But the word of God tells us that this faith of Christ is so strong that nothing will be able to prevail against it.
Now,
all the blessings we have in Christ are spiritual. It is faith that pulls it down from the spiritual into the physical for your enjoyment. This is the reason why we cannot live by your faith. We need to live by the faith of Jesus. So let's look at the faith of Jesus now. We will read from the book of Mark chapter 11, 12 to 14 and verse 19 downwards. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he looked round about upon all things, verse 12, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find any thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, let me share something with you for your health's sake. Jesus wanted to eat fruits. He was hungry, but he was not looking for fufu to eat. He was not looking for fried rice to eat. It was in the morning, and the first thing he wanted to eat, it appears from the story, was figs. You see, and the fig tree produces a fig fruit that is sweet. And when you eat it, anything that is sweet has the power to depress or suppress appetite. That is why when you are very hungry, don't start by eating sweet things, because you may not be able to really eat. But if you are checking your weight, it is good to eat sweet fruits because they are healthy for you and they will press your appetite down so that you don't eat like a ravenous wolf.
Or see, what yesu emra na o tu anamo anopa no nya de ohwehwe aduane emu odu. Oni dokuna nyasem oni yokogari nyasem nemom otu anamo se oko fig dua no so na wakwa konya aduaba ni biedi ne wom ne se yentie se eyade akomde opa na wudi ade a eda ebre wase e ma wontume mprem pese obepa aduane adi iti akomde opa na unum koka na fanta ebe bre wase e ma wontume ndi ufufo ni ye nemom se yade a wopese o why a kese se ne ami ye be ene tu pese wo fon de ami wani wo bon sweet na bre wase wontume ndi di kese nemom se wo pene ebe ma wa hoade de a men kosa akwan no so.
You see, and I want to explain something, because if you don't take care, you may think that then you can drink Coke and those things. That's not what I'm talking about, because they contain sugar in very high levels, which are not also very high. I'm talking about fruits which are sweet.
Oh, okay. Our patcher said, Tisa, Kwadu, Anna, Bofre, won't say, Ed, it is an opponent, could be at Tisana, and to me, ma. Unyasa ube tumie di bibia ope se udi udi anua ebrewa se ama utumi ndidike se.
Okay. Verse 14, are you there? And Jesus answered and said unto the fig tree, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it.
Na yesu kachre fig duane se enya di anipe bibiara ebe tumie didi wa usoda na nesuya fonete.
Verse 19, and when evening was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto Jesus, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away.
Na Peter catched Jesus say, Jesus she fig dua na wodome no no eyade a ewu.
And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God.
Na Jesus catched wa mo say, munya gidi wo nyame mu.
In other words, Jesus was teaching that what he did was actually an expression of faith.
Na Jesus kire wa mo say, nea oyeye ne yade a kire gidi.
Verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Na me catched mu nokure mu say, nea obeka sa kire sa bipo yi.
Are you ready to speak to some mountains this year?
Now why are you saying wouldn't it be poor be back, sir?
Jesus said, verily I say unto you.
Now yes, you say no crime me catch row.
Of a truth I tell you this revelation.
No crime upon a me this semi atrow.
That whosoever. Not the pastor.
And now software.
Not the elder.
And now sorry penny.
Not the pope.
And your pope.
Not the priest.
And now software.
But whosoever shall say unto this mountain,
be
thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Church, you can have what you say. Jesus is teaching us that you can have what you say. So what do you want this year? You can actually have it. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have not forgiven the people who have offended you, you are too late. And it is to your disadvantage. Therefore I say unto you, in verse 25, when you stand praying, forgive, and if you have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. So let's look at the faith of Christ. The first thing is that the faith of Christ speaks to things. Paul said, the life I live by the faith of the Son of God.
Now Paul said,
so we want to see how the Son of God lived by faith. He spoke to things. I said he spoke to things. He didn't just speak to human beings. He spoke to trees. Do you speak to things which are not human? You can speak to your car. You can speak to your house. You can speak to your land. You can say to the land, land, there is a structure on
you.
Paul said, the life that I live now.
Paul is here.
So our now life, that is our current life, is supposed to be a life that is lived by the faith of Jesus. And we must speak to things.
Now,
by the way, those who need cars this year, may you have your cars.
Amen. Hammer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who need lands this year, may you have your lands.
Amen.
I speak to land and cars to come into your life.
I receive it.
Yeah, because Jesus spoke to things.
It's
crazy to you, have you seen? It's because you are not living the life that is led by the faith of the Son of God. Those who want to be married this year, I bless you with a marriage opportunity.
Thank you.
So Jesus spoke to things. Jesus spoke to trees.
Now, yes, one in New York,
if you are a farmer, you can speak over your cocoyam.
Now, sir, what your okuafua?
If there are snakes around and you don't like the snakes, you can drive them away to your neighbor's land. So you see, you must learn to speak to things. So Jesus spoke to trees. He also spoke to the wind. You can speak to the goods in your store. You can speak to the tomatoes on your table. Market women, are you listening to me? You can say that these grains are sold in the name of Jesus. Speak to your gary, speak to the grains. That you are not staying with me tonight. I'm not packing you back home. Today, I'm going with an empty fiasambo.
Wheat. Beans, may catch raw, and now they are made Sunday work of Fabian or Yesu de Moasa. May come with them if someone echo. What a such lesson.
When the storms of life blow against you, speak to it to cease.
Now say, yes, my brother, I'll bust some from a cassia be bow swa. Cassatress, I'm from an say,
because there will be a time where you may see one pressure, one wave of pressure, followed by another, and by another. When it happens twice, and thrice, you need to rise up and speak to the wind of adversity. Cease. If you have some blowing to do, no longer here, and direct it elsewhere. I don't know where you would like to send it, but definitely away from you. This is the faith of the Son of God. Once he was invited, he spoke to a dead body.
Now,
said, Lazarus, come forth.
Lazarus began to
come forth. Spoke to the dead. Any dead circumstance in your life, speak to it. I said speak to it. Speak that life will come into that dead circumstance. The faith of Jesus speaks to things. Number two, the faith of Christ speaks against mountains. Mountains are things that seem to, they seek to limit our lives. They block our path. They make life hard for us. But by the grace of God, given the faith of the Son of God, you shall overcome this year.
Amen.
Mountains have the power to stagnate your life. But Jesus said, verily I say unto you. He said verily, because he knew it was not going to be easy for us to receive it. That whosoever, because he knew some people would think that, oh, the pastor should be able to. You see, sometimes I believe that sometimes church members have more faith than pastors. Because I don't see any. You see, being a pastor is grace, it's a calling. It doesn't make you better than the person who is not a pastor.
Nah, so when you frau se be yen adwuma ye frau dia frau and no chere se wo wo suru sin obi.
So Jesus was careful about that, and he said whosoever.
Na yesu no nim se betumi asin ti no se obi bi biara.
So start to use your faith against the difficulties that you experienced last year.
Yeah.
Whose symptoms are still around this year.
Enuti jina sa Kristo jidie subi ena faka setia nyoma afi etwa mu na wo ho na afi 2011 so ya afi waya na dwen se obe mu biom kasa kire no.
Jesus said, if you shall say be removed,
yesu si se wutumi ka kire sa be poni se fi ho fia,
and cast into the sea,
na kokogu pumu,
and you don't doubt in your heart, what you said will be true for you.
Na se wuji nya wo kani didia ebebem.
So when you speak to mountains, believe that your words in the name of the Lord are strong and powerful. I declare to you that this year will be one of the best years of your life.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you speak against the mountains of life, believe what you say, because it shall come to pass. Number 3, the faith of Christ believes what it prays about. You see, it is very pathetic when you pray but you don't believe in the prayer you have prayed. When you pray, believe that you have received what you prayed for. What have you talked to God about your life this year? Believe that you have that thing. And then keep saying, I believe I have this thing. Say that first day. After your prayer, say that the second day and the third day. If it has not come by then, first week, keep saying it. Second week, keep saying it. Keep saying what? Keep saying, I believe I have received what I prayed for. This is the faith of the Son of God. It's not the normal way people speak. It's not the normal way people believe. But that's how Jesus did it. That is why he said, avoid unnecessary repetition in prayer.
And not in a sea, and you may be a while, yeah, just so back and da down to us all one pie boom.
He said, do not have the idea that the more you repeat the same prayer, the more I listen to you.
Mosime man, you want you say, da who boss umpire no to us, so da, then no betty.
So when you pray for a job, say to yourself, I am employed.
And notice I won't bump on your says, you may wear me pa.
Believe in your heart
you are.
Keep saying it for the next month.
And the
next month, you keep saying, I believe I have the land. I believe I have built a house. I believe I have a car. Whatever you want. Stand your ground in faith. Because listen, many of the good things in life, you have to fight for them. So the Bible talks about fighting the good fight of faith. You have to fight for your health. One of the things I like is to listen to testimonies about healing. That's why I like to watch Benny Hinn's crusade broadcast, because and then 700 Club, where people are talking about the doctors declaring this is a terminal case, we can't do anything about it, prepare to die, and a mother rises up and say, that's not what Jesus said to me. He doesn't say what the doctor is saying is not true. He said, but that's not what Jesus said to me. That's what you are telling me based on the knowledge you have as a human being. But Jesus tells me that he took my sickness and carried my disease, and I see the matter shifting and coming to the word of God and standing on it. Sometimes in the face of deteriorating circumstances, they stand on it. They keep believing. They keep confessing. Many of them are women. Many of such testimonies have what they are women. They never give up. They don't give up on their husbands. They stand in faith. They believe. And then all of a sudden, the pressure gives in.
Yes.
Because the faith of the Son of God is able to move mountains.
Now, so for Siana and Niji, so Behe Benihim, Obia Wena Nayarisa, Anna Club 700, Obia Wafa Bibimu, I call Doctor Katrin, say, oh, Sayaria, ya with your mamma, now watch me and some pay me when it's our will. Essence will be woo. No, mom, only Anna and Mammy, I oh, Doctor Medassi, what's some our come at you? No, maybe I saw what yes, yes, say, on Yami one can the sun, Trammy one assemu. Now, what Gina on Yamia Samu and Gina Gidiamu, I can say on Yami and Canisa, no more me Gidio and Yami Kayanatum. Nanipa to me, man, or Bosumi and Sano, or to meet Nachepa. Esa Gidia Bia, or be a ye Christo Gidia Nibio, dear ye Jumenti.
And they will go back to the same doctors.
Normal sound called Doctor Corona.
Say, Doctor, I would like you to examine me.
Doctor, she show me mobile.
Because faith is not fake.
Yeah,
if it is real faith, it will produce real, tangible, scientifically proven results.
Now say Judia ye Judia ye no cre Judia. And you never see some yoma ye bet you shisha mwen who says Sadia ye no cre.
When you pray, believe you have it.
Now say wubompaya jidi se wuwa.
Do not believe the report of a man when it goes against the word of God.
Na men ji onipa asemu en ni wabra and onyamia sem ebobra.
Are you listening to me?
Uti.
We are talking about the faith of the Son of God that we live by.
Na ye kasafa Christo jidie na ya detinibi.
And the doctors will examine the person and they will say, ma'am, I don't know what you did. I cannot explain this medically.
Yes, so.
But you don't have the condition any longer.
Yes, so. Now, on your next generation, so I bomb fire you. I sent a doctor now, or man, America crown. Now, doctor, now she's showing her love by your baby. I say, hey. Mammy, I'm some now, Mekan, and Miana Mekan, so I can say, me tea. And some say, I dear me, who you and me, who need be identity. Ojina jidia ya Christ jidia nuso akasema jidi madenoko.
I have seen people who have crazy faith for Jesus.
Na mehu binwa mujidia wo Kristo munanoshi.
One woman of God was told that you have got this disease, it's cancerous, and you are dying.
Na nyaminipe bi oyoba Dr. Katrin said when your cancer na ubewu.
She began to talk to all those she had offended.
No, shasia de onuma. Why you be tia omu nyina shasia so mokasa.
Forgive me. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Like the Vodafone advert. Everywhere. A lot of text messages. Please forgive me. If I offended you, I'm very sorry. I remember speaking to you sharply. I'm very sorry. Then she realized that she had cleared the issue of sin in her life. She wrote several verses about healing. Listen to this, oh. Listen to this. This is not a story, a real thing. Several verses about healing everywhere in her house. Everywhere. And she began to confess the word of God like daily medical capsule. Paracetamol. She wakes up, she says, I believe I'm healed. The cancer is not growing. By the grace of God, he took my sickness and carried my disease. Today, several years after, she is still alive and the cancer has not come back.
Na mama ne nyoya ne se opa obi a onim se wafom ne ne chew uno yi saboni ni fi na kwam ana oba obefa bible asem bibia no nyame aka fa yare san hu bi ochocho ni na no de enfoni bubo ni dem ho nyina osori ana opa shoben kuma e wo nyame na ba ye hwe ni mu moja mu me nyama yare sa wose se wo tren ni sa de nyina bubugu ochocho ni nyina boho no shase se okan no kika san samia me be ye dro de manu. Osori ano pa osho ha wafa para osho ha wafa chloroquine osho ha wafa biko nyame asem biko enu an edi ku cancer ye hu bi onkra.
Are you listening to me? This is the faith of the Son of God that we must live by.
When gidi aye Christo gidi e wose ye de tena.
It is not usual, it's not normal.
Enya dia ye be ka se nipa ani da ho be sa di.
But it has one good result.
Na it
works. I listened to a testimony of a woman who could not have a child.
There's
a Nigerian couple, music star, icon, but she could not, the wife could not have a child. Or they could not. You see, the right way. Are you listening to me, man?
Yeah.
The right way is that don't say my husband has low sperm count. My wife cannot have a child. Say we cannot, or we are having a challenge with childbirth. Mean you will hear ma. Mean you will ma. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a we thing. That's something I just wanted to pass by. So this guy, I mean, he was saying people will be blessed. He comes home, the wife is so unhappy.
Na sani pay e yade na wo ma ya diama wo na oyobi oto nyo ma insentrenisi na su obekwakwa ye nyame adwuma wi obebe fie no na na yere wira ho.
Specialists, they said they went for specialist attention. They said almost the same thing. It appeared there was no hope for them.
Na obebiara ombekwa biara doctor bi ombekwa biara sem krona na omukan ne koye sem sem daso asa.
But they were praying.
And
they believe the B-I-B-L-E.
Now, one more just sang woman.
I said they believe the B-I-B-L-E.
Ah, Bible no, Bible no.
Yeah, and they stood on the Bible. They stood on the word of God. It defied their thinking. As they were believing the report, the medical report, they were like arrows shooting into their faith and undermining their faith. But they stood there because it's a fight.
Hallelujah.
It's a fight. You have to fight. One day the woman began to feel different. They went for a checkup.
And called doctor.
And the doctor said, ma'am,
hey,
I have good news for you.
Good news, good news.
I want to tell you that you are pregnant.
Hey! Now when you are dimpy or my boy na mammy shall say so yare, doctor ya banasha ya malaria or sequoia test. Or quiet test was you me was some de catro.
Charlie, we have to fight, oh.
Hey, idea was
it's a fight of faith. We have to fight.
And
you see, every area that we can go, finances, health, reproductive issues everywhere. There are people who have been successful doing the way Jesus said we should do it.
Na baby biara ya be fa ya wo mu sika semu adwuma semu baby biara wo be fa bia wo benyo bi odi adase ese ogina wonyame asem so na esini ye.
Standing on the word of God.
E na wo gina wonyame asem.
Believing the report of God.
Na wo gi wonyame nia waka fa ho adie
no. Against the report of man.
Na wo gi die tia nia nipa aka fa ho no.
Confessing the word as so.
Na asem no so wo gu
even when age was catching up on them. Look, some people read the Bible and they say, oh, those were Genesis days. Sarah, I want to share with you something. Did we not hear of a Ghanaian woman somewhere in the north, very old, who had a child?
Yeah.
Don't bring yourself.
Abraham abresua ya brabo na shase ashase na Genesis enu tie ho de yemfa anya djuma sise e wo computer world enti no ma bi aka na twom dada no ma sisa na emom Ghana heya yenko bebia Ghana heya north ma mi bi a wanyi nipa mia na ninyame pasa wonti anu pogama na obebro sera de no.
Look, if I have to advise you, I advise you, number one, all things being equal, to marry early, have your children early and all that. But you see, everything doesn't work. All things don't work equal.
Yeah.
All things being equal, it's not a reality in life.
Yeah. Mm.
I would like to marry early.
Mm.
But if the man doesn't come, how do I marry early?
Mm.
So you see, there are some circumstances that you probably did not have much control over.
Yeah.
But whatever state you are in today, that is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you never to despair. Mm. If you are believing God to do anything ever in this life.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Catch Shop, next to UBA Bank. Takradi.
Lord, I love to sing.